In this bulletin, four Venezuelan soldiers abandoned posts at Colombia's border. The family of an Australian domestic violence survivor has called for her release from a high-security jail in Iceland. And in the A-League, a 10-man Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City have played out a one-all draw. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Four Venezuelan soldiers have reportedly deserted and crossed over to the Colombian side of the border. A spokesman for Colombia's Migration Authority says the deserters had requested their help. It comes as opposition leader Juan Guaido sent off a humanitarian aid convoy of trucks from Colombia toward the border of Venezuela. Mr. Guaido says he welcomes the actions of the four soldiers. The family and friends of a Queensland woman have sent a letter to the Icelandic government begging for a presidential pardon. 28-year-old Nara Walker is serving a three-month term in a high-security jail in Iceland after being convicted in the country's courts of grievous bodily harm following an incident in which she bit off the piece of her now former husband's tongue. She insists the act was in self-defence. High school friend Savannah Law says she just wants to bring Nara home.
Justice for Nara and bring her home, that's all we want. And just to women's rights in Iceland, and they need to be looked at. When is it okay to stand up? You know, it's been thrown out of court so many times and not looked at. Like, what length do you need to go to?
Australia's competition watchdog has welcomed new federal government rules which could see lower energy bills for more than 500,000 households. Under the new rules, the Morrison government says average customers on standing or default offers could save up to $200 annually from July. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission Chairman Rob Sims says people who have other kinds of plans will also benefit because of greater transparency.
Those not on standing offers will also be very big winners, because they'll now be able to compare prices and know which is the best offer, whereas they don't know that now, and so they'll save money as well.
The New South Wales Greens say the state government should trial pill testing at 14 festivals deemed to be high risk. The four festivals where revelers died from suspected drug overdoses in the past 6 months are among those on the list. The 14 events will have to adhere to a new licensing scheme from next month. But Greens MP Kate Fairman says it's a pity the Premier didn't use these festivals for pill testing trials.
Rather than trying to shut the festivals down, which is what the Premier is trying to do under these new licensing rules, she should be using the festivals to try and reduce harm, because we know that young people want to go out and dance, they want to listen to live music, they want to go to festivals, so let's use these festivals to see if we can keep them safe.
The Secular Party of Australia says it hopes the ACT's move away from chaplains in Canberra's public schools will be copied throughout the country. The ACT government will ban chaplains from public schools from the end of the year by withdrawing from the school chaplaincy program. The government says schools are secular under the Territories Education Act, and chaplains have no authority to teach religion in those settings. Secular Party spokesman John Perkins says he hopes the decision would be mirrored by state governments.
Children in particular shouldn't be influenced by religion. They should be able to make up their own mind about religions. They should be taught about religions, but not coerced into adopting any particular religion, and decide what they themselves want to believe instead of being influenced in such a way by chaplains.
And heading overseas, Nigeria's begun counting votes in a closely fought presidential election. More than 72 million Nigerians were eligible to vote as President Muhammadu Buhari seeks a second term in Africa's most populous nation and largest economy. Election observer Daniel Olawasun says the voting process has been transparent.
So far, so good. The counting has just started. They have 7 polling units here, and the first one is being counted right now, and so far is transparent.
In the A-League, a 10-man Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City have played out a one-all draw in the Melbourne derby. Victory's Costa Barbarousis struck from a tight angle in the 50th minute, neutralising Jamie McLaren's early penalty. Melbourne Victory coach Kevin Muscat says he's proud of his team's performance.
I just think that the huge positive, you know, the amount of courage and heart that we played with was really good. You know, when you've got a group of men that play with such desire and discipline, you know, anything's possible.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 29, Adelaide sunny 37, Melbourne sunny 32, much the same in Hobart 27, Canberra partly cloudy 25, Wollongong a possible light shower 21, Sydney a possible shower 25, Newcastle a possible early shower 23, Brisbane partly cloudy 30, Cairns showers 30, Darwin a possible shower or storm and 34. This is SBS News.